那我们请翻开圣经以弗所书第六章。
So brothers and sisters, let's please turn to Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书第六章第十六节。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16.
此外又拿着信德当作藤牌，可以灭尽恶者一切的火箭。
In addition to all, taking up the shield of faith, with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. So let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you that on the Lord's day, the morning of the Lord's day, the day of your Son's resurrection, that you have called us before your throne. And on this resurrection morning, we ask that you may continue to speak to us through the Spirit. Through your holy word that you have given to us in your Bible, that you may indeed imprint your word in us. So that we may know how to walk according to your will on this earth. We pray this in the Lord's name. So the Bible tells us that today we are wicked and a crooked generation. And this is not just the case in the days of the apostles, but also today. And the enemy wants to use various tactics to make us weak and to deceive us. And we also see this in a world where the enemy uses the masses of unbelievers to attack the church. And even within the church, he introduces these false doctrines to deceive believers. And Satan really wants to scorch us.
Shift us.
Oh.
那么一面我们主说呢，他就为了彼得，为了的使徒们，更是为后世的为我们祷告。
And so, as it says here, Paul wants to pray for the future believers.
那么我们主耶稣他是大祭司的，天天在父的面前为我们代求。
And we know that our Lord is the great high priest who intercedes for us daily before the Father.
同时呢，他也赐下了全副的军装啊，让我们在这场属灵的征战当中能够站立得住。
And at the same time, he has provided us this full armor of God so that we can stand firm in this spiritual warfare.
啊，就说叫我们能够在磨难的日子啊，抵挡仇敌啊，这个成就的一切还能站立得住。
So that we can stand firm against the schemes of the devil even in these end times.
所以一面呢，我们要对真理熟悉，好叫真理能够束我们的腰。
So on one hand, we need to gird our loins with truth.
我们要宝贝神所赐给我们的公义，好叫成为我们护胸的铠甲。
And we also need to recognize the preciousness of righteousness and put it on as our breastplate.
我们要常常把平安的福音当作走路的鞋穿在脚上。
And we also need to take the gospel of peace and prepare our feet with it.
今天呢，我们来看第三、第四个方面的这个军装啊，就是要把信德、信心当作藤牌，啊，能够灭尽恶者一切的火箭。
And so today we'll look at this next article of armor, which is the shield of faith with which we'll be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one.
在古时打仗的时候呢，除了短兵相接之外呢，那么常常会有人射箭射过来啊，从各方面射那个攻击敌人。
So in ancient times, not only is there melee combat, but there's also flaming arrows that come from all directions.
而且这是火箭啊，那不但箭本身会刺，会伤人，它的火还会把人灼伤。
And these are flaming arrows, so not only do they pierce, but they also burn. They hit.
那时候呢，你在打仗的时候都不知道箭从什么地方射过来。
And oftentimes in battle, you have no idea where these arrows are coming from.
所以呢，需要一个很大的一个藤牌啊，挡在前面了，就不管这个火箭从哪里射来，都能够挡得住。
And so you will need a very large shield so that.It can protect you from these arrows which come from all directions.
我想啊，在属灵的征战的时候呢，仇敌攻击我们的时候，常常也是这样啊。
And so during spiritual warfare, it is the same case with the enemy.
有时候我们会听到一些这个责难的话，一些毁谤的话，一些攻击的话，我们都不知道这是从哪里来的。
So oftentimes in our walk, we might hear.Various accusations, and we don't know where these things are coming from.
那这些毁谤的话，把我们射伤了，我们都不知道我们是怎么受伤的。
And these words hurt us that we don't even know how we got hurt.
所以他说呢，要把信心啊当做这个藤牌啊，就能够抵挡这次仇敌一切的火箭。
So that's why it says here we need to take up the shield of faith.With which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one.
如果我们有一个坚固的信心啊，当作藤牌的话，不管仇敌怎么样攻击我，不管那个毁谤从哪里来，责难从哪里来，我们都能够在神面前能够挡得住，能够站得住。
And so, if we have this firm faith to be our shield, then no matter how the enemy attacks us, no matter what accusations he may throw our way, we would be able to resist and defend ourselves against him.
信心呢是在属灵征战的时候呢是非常重要的一个武器啊，这个是我们的防卫。
And faith is this very powerful defensive weapon in spiritual warfare.
我们需要主啊把信心加给我们，让我们能够在属灵征战当中的时候呢，不让仇敌有任何攻击的嫌隙。
And we will need the Lord to provide us this faith to resist the enemy in this battle.
那么信心呢，这个实在是基督徒一生所依靠的。我们是从信心入门的，我们是靠着信心成全的。
And faith is something that the Christian requires all his life. He enters this faith with his faith, and also becomes complete by this faith.
我们呢，需要在信心上面的多有操练，多有学习。
So we need to learn and to be trained in this faith.
我们也需要对这个信心在我们身上是怎么样的成长啊，多有些认识，好像我们的信心呢，在主面前呢，能够那个一天比一天的壮。
And we need to have a better understanding of how to grow in this faith, so that we can grow in this faith daily.
那什么是信心呢？
So then, what is faith?
那么希伯来书第十一章呢，第一节告诉我们说呢，信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
So in the first verse of Hebrews 11 says, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
那这里并不是给信心下个什么样的定义啊，圣经很少给我们下定义，它只是说，如果我们有信心的话呢，我们在我们身上会有什么样子的果效。
And this is not meant to be defining what faith is. The Bible seldom gives an explicit definition of what things are. This is saying, you know, what is the outcome once one has faith?
在这个信主的过程中啊，主赐给我们许多的这个应许啊，是这越狱将来的盼望。
So we know that God has provided us many promises that are to come in the future, things to hope for.
这都是将来神要赐给我们。
And these are things that God wants to give to us in the future.
他说如果我们有信心的话
But if we have faith,
那么虽然这是将来的神的应许但是今天在我们里头啊是这么样子的实在好像今天就得着是
If we have faith, these promises, even though they are in the future, today we are able to enjoy them as if we have them today.
同时呢 在信主路上有很多事情我们都没有见过的特别是在圣经的旧约新约所记载的我们都没有见过
And there are also many things in the Bible whether the Old Testament or New Testament that are recorded but we have not seen or experienced
那将来要发生的什么样的事情大灾难也好什么我们也没有见到过
And these things are recorded in the Bible these great trials and tribulations in the future we have not seen as well
但是如果我们有信心的话这些没有见过的事情但是就我们这里面是这么样的有把握啊，知道神的话这边所记载的事实都是确确实实的
But with faith, even though we don't see these things with faith we are able to have this proof of these things within our hearts to recognize these things as real
所以你看见的我们所学习的我们所认识许多的真理啊，需要用信心啊，在里面来调和啊。能够让这些所学的真理在我们里面是这样的确实，这样的真实。
So these things of truth that we read in His Word, for it to be made real within us, we need to have this faith.
那么信心呢？不光只是对于我们所认识的一些真理啊，在我里面借着信心呢的调和，让我们里面这样的确据有把握。
So faith isn't just the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen within our hearts.
那么信心呢，它还是有一个非常实在的对象。
But there's also a very another core aspect of faith.
我们呢所信的不仅仅只是一些真理，也是一些教训。
That what we learn isn't just things of truth or things of instruction.
我们的信呢更重要的是信谁啊是谁是我们所信
What's more important is who is the object of our faith who do we put our faith in
在约翰福音一章十二节他说呢凡接待他的就是信他名的人他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女
In John 1 it says but as many as received him to them he gave the right to become children of God even to those who believe in his name
信呢就是接待主
So to believe is to receive the Lord
当我们听见福音我们相信主耶稣基督是神的儿子相信他为我们死在十字架上面相信我的罪借着他的死得了赦免
So when we hear the gospel when we hear about how the Lord died on a cross for us how he died so that our sins may be forgiven
那么接下来立刻需要做的就是要接主耶稣基督住在我们心里在我们里面带领我们
And the next thing after that is to receive the Lord in our hearts for him to be our master and to lead us
仅仅相信一些这救恩福音的真理还不够啊这救恩的真理主要是带领我们跟我们的主之间有直接的关系
So just understanding the truth written in the Old Testament and New Testament is not enough we need to actually receive the Lord to have this relationship with him
所以我们的信心呢，是跟我们的主啊是紧紧相连。
So faith is very closely interrelated with our Lord.
实在我们当我们在问说，那我们的信心从哪里来
？And so we would ask, where does our faith come from?
是我们呢在那里努力的想要有些信心，信心就加给我。
This is something that if we work hard for to get more faith, that we would receive it.
在《使徒行传》第三章那里啊，那个彼得跟约翰啊，借着主的名啊，叫一个这个瘸腿的人啊，这个生来就瘸腿的人啊，就被医好了。
So in Acts chapter 3, we know that Peter and John healed this lame beggar who was lame from birth.
当彼得在那里为这件事情做见证的时候，他怎么说呢？
And when Peter was giving this testimony of what has happened, what did he say?
他告诉这些旁边的这些以色列人，这个人是怎么样得医治的呢
？How did he tell the Jews around him how this person got saved？
那么他说呢，三章十六节，他说我们因信他的名啊，他的名便叫你们所看见、所认识的人见状。
It says, and on the basis of faith in his name, it is the name of Jesus which has strengthened this man whom you see and know.
里面来说呢，是因为他们相信主耶稣基督的名，主的名，因为他们的信心，叫这个人好了。
And also, it is this faith that comes through him that has given this man this perfect health.
这是一面是这样的。另外呢，底下这么说呢。正是他所赐的信心呢，叫这人在里面众人面前全然好。
So on one hand, it's this basis of faith, it's the name of Jesus that strengthens this man, and on the other hand, it is that this faith that comes through him, which has given him this perfect health.
一面来说呢，确实他们因着相信主的名，他借着他们的信心，叫这个人这个脚这腿瘸腿的人完全好。
So on one hand, it's this basis of faith in his name that you see this lame beggar become healed.
那底下接着这紧接着就说呢，这信心是怎么来的呢？这是他所赐的这个信心呢，叫你这个众人面前全然好。
And then it says that this faith is something that comes through him, the Lord, which has given this man this perfect health.
所以就看见了在信心的这个走这条信心的路的这个秘诀啊，一面呢，我们是确实要相信主，但是因为也要看见这个信心呢，实在是主所赐。
So we need to come to understand that yes, we need to believe in the Lord, but also recognize that faith comes from the Lord.
所以希伯来书第十二章啊，他说了，我们要仰望啊那位我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
So that's why in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, it says that we need to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.
那个这个创始啊，这个英文都翻成这个作者 ，author 啊。
So, In English, it says the author. In Chinese, it says the creator.
就好像说呢，我们每一个人呢，都是一封信啊，是一本书啊，在我们要写这个一生啊，就写这本信心的书。
It's as if we are a blank book, and the Lord is writing these words of faith in it.
那我告诉我们呢，我们这一生是怎么从信心入门的？我们在路上怎么样信心在成长，直到有一天呢，在信心当中见主的面。
And it talks about how we enter by faith, and then we grow in this faith, and then we are made perfected in this faith.
那么这本书的作者呢，不是我们在写啊，是主在写。他是我们信心这本书的一个作者，他是创始的。
And this book of faith is not written by us; it is written by the Lord, and He's the author.
那么他也是成终的啊，这本书要完全写完，也不是靠着我们自己，是主来一路。他把在我们身上写信心的道路啊，信心的经历，直到见主面的日子。
And he is also the perfecter of faith, so he allows our faith to grow to the day it becomes complete when we stand before him.
基督徒的一生的道路，在主面前的道路啊，就是本于信啊，以至于信的活在神的面前。
And so the Christian's life is growing from faith to faith.
如果我们要把这个信心呢当作我们的藤牌，能够灭尽或者这仇敌一切的火箭的话
，And so if we are to take up the shield of faith which protects us from these flaming arrows of the enemy，
我们呢需要更深的认识我们的信心在主面前怎么样的来成长，怎么样的依靠神，让它一天比一天的茁壮。
Then we need to look at this faith and understand how it grows, so that we can grow daily in this faith.
然后叫我们的信心呢，真是成为一个坚固的藤牌啊！这火箭再怎么样的尖锐也刺不透的。
So that our faith may become this firm shield for us, that no matter how many arrows come flying our way, we can defend ourselves.
所以我们想今天呢，花点时间呢，我们呢，从这些门跟随主的这十二个使徒身上啊，他们怎么样在信心上成长啊，我们一同一起学习。
So we wanted today to look at some examples of how.Faith was growing and the disciples who followed the Lord.
首先呢，我们看约翰福音呢第二章的第十一节。
So let's first take a look at John chapter 2, verse 11.
他说呢，这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹，是在加利利的迦拿行的，显出他的荣耀来，他的门徒就信他了。
It says, This beginning of his signs Jesus did in Cana of Galilee, and manifested his glory.And his disciples believed in him.
那么当主刚刚出来的那个传道的时候，有些门徒跟着他，然后他们到了迦南，有一个娶妻的筵席。
So when the Lord first began his ministry, he came to Cana of Galilee where there was his wedding feast.
他们在这筵席到了一半的时候，他们酒用完了，酒用尽。
And in the middle of this wedding feast, they ran out of wine.
那么对当时来讲，对主人是非常失礼的一件事情，非常没有面子的事情啊。那么这个玛利亚就跟耶稣说呢，他说他们没有酒了。
And this was very embarrassing for the bridegroom to run out of wine. So the mother of Jesus came to ask the Lord.
那么一面的主说，妇人，我与你什么相干呢？我时候还没有到。
And Jesus says, woman, what does that have to do with us? My hour has not yet come.
但是他还是吩咐了那个妇人呢，把六口石缸都装满了水。
But then the Lord also then continues to fill these six stone water pots with water.
那么一装完之后呢，就要叫仆人把这个水，这个抬去给那个管筵席的。
And then he tells them to draw some out and then take it to the head waiter.
那管筵席的一尝那个酒呢，就立刻把新郎叫来了，就说能够把这个把好酒先上，等到人喝够了以后才上他次。你现在却把好酒留到如今。
And when the head waiter tasted the water.He then calls the bridegroom and says, every man serves the good wine first, and when the people have drunk freely, then he serves the poor wine. But you have kept the good wine until now.
你看见那个主啊，在一个转眼之间呢，把水一倒完，然后就拿过去，它就变成酒了。
So when the water was drawn out, it became this wine.
而且不但是酒啊，而且是陈年的好酒啊。
And it's not just simple wine, it's good wine.
你看见呢，这个主在这件事情上啊，他说呢，显出他的荣耀。
And we see this event manifested his glory.
他说了，他的门徒就信他。
And it says in verse 11, and his disciples believed in him.
那么我就问呢，在这之前，难道在门徒们不信他吗？
So then does this mean that previously his disciples did not believe in him?
那么如果不信他，怎么做他的门徒呢？
Because if they did not believe in him, how did they become his disciples?
在第一章那里记载啊，当施洗约翰为耶稣做见证说了，看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
So we see that in the first chapter, the John the Baptist was talking about the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world.
那么听见他这个见证呢，那么这个另外一个约翰呢，跟安德烈就跟了耶稣了。
And after John the Baptist says this, we see John the Apostle and also Andrew, they become his Lord's disciples.
跟主耶稣住了一天之后呢，安德烈就找到这个彼得啊，跟他哥哥说，说我们遇见弥赛亚了。
And after staying with the Lord, Andrew then finds his brother Peter and says that we have found the Messiah.
那么第二天呢，耶稣呢就呼召了腓力。
And then the next day, we know that Lord called Philip.
那腓力跟主一接触之后呢，立刻就找到拿但业啊，说呢，这个摩西所写的众先知所记的，我们遇见了，就是拿但的人耶稣啊。
And then Philip found Nathanael, said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph."
拿但业跟主一番简单的对话之后，他立刻就说拉比啊，你是神的儿子，你是以色列的王啊。
And after a conversation with the Lord, Nathanael says, Rabbi, you are the Son of God, you are the King of Israel.
你看这些门徒跟着他，都是认为，都相信他就是弥赛亚，他就是圣经上所记的那一位，甚至相信他就是神的儿子，他是以色列的。
And so we see that these disciples who followed the Lord has already recognized him as the Messiah. They already recognized him as the one who was written about in the Old Testament and that he is the Son of God, the King of Israel.
在这个相信的根基之下，他们跟随主。
And it is on this foundation of faith that they follow the Lord.
但是主知道呢，他们的信心呢，需要往前去。
But the Lord knows that their faith needs to move forward to grow.
他们之前的那个，因为听见了主的话，他们相信他是那个基督是弥赛亚。但是呢，他们还要晋升往前的一步走，要看见呢，主借着这个神迹，看出他就是那位属变有的神。
And so we see that they had already believed by the word of the Lord Jesus, but now the Lord wants them to grow in their faith. So he performs this miracle to manifest his glory, to show them that he is the one who can create something from nothing. And this is also our experience today. So when we hear the gospel and then we confess ourselves as sinners and we follow after the Lord. But could it be that our understanding of the Lord is not that deep, so we need to grow deeper in this knowledge of Him? So when difficulties come, we then turn to the Lord in prayer to ask Him to help us. And the Lord also addresses our difficulties and allows us to overcome them. He answers our prayers and we grow in Him. And you know, some brothers and sisters have testified that when they first believed, when they were praying to the Lord, that it seems that all their prayers were getting answered. And the Lord understands that in the beginning our faith is small, so when we pray to Him, He often answers so that He can show us that He is indeed the one who can create something from nothing. So it is on this foundation of faith that these disciples follow the Lord in this 3.5-year ministry. They see Him perform healings, casting out unclean spirits, sharing this gospel of the kingdom. And their faith grows day by day, and they grow closer with the Lord, following Him. And their faith was also tested during this process. We know in John chapter 6, through the 5 loaves and 2 fish, that He feeds thousands, 5,000 men. And through this miracle, the Lord also tells them that I am the bread of life, who come from heaven. And this is the bread of life that gives life to people. And my body can be eaten of, and my blood is true drink. My body is true food, and my blood is true drink. And whoever eats of me will have this eternal life in him. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. And these words are difficult to understand. And outside of these 12 disciples, the Lord has also had many disciples following Him. And when they heard this, they said, this is a difficult statement. Who can listen to it? And so because of this, there are many people who stopped following and withdrew from the Lord. And so the Lord Jesus said to the 12, you do not want to go away also, do you? And then Peter says, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have words of eternal life.
而且要知道你就是神的圣者。
He says, we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God.
是经过这么多的日子跟着主那个在地上行神迹奇事，越来越认识他就是那位生命的主。所以在这个最艰难的时候，许多人退去的时候，这些最早的十二门徒还为了主在那里站立得住。
So these 12 disciples, because they've been following the Lord and been hearing His words of eternal life, then even when difficulty comes, while other people have fallen away, they remain with the Lord.
你就今天跟随主，主在他们里面呢，成为这么样的确据，这么样把握。他们说：“我们信你啊，是跟你跟定的。”
Because they follow the Lord so closely every day that they have been convicted of the truth that the Lord has shown them and says, you know, there's no one else who we can follow.
但是呢，当他们越来越接近这个主在地上最后的些日子的时候。
So even though they were very close during the last few days of the Lord's life.
那么主知道他们的信心呢，要是经过试验，要考验，所以啊，要在信心当中呢，继续带他们往前去。
The Lord knows that they still need to grow in their faith and wants to move them forward in their faith.
那个时候在第十一章啊，那里他说到有一个人呢。这个患了病，拉撒路他患了病。
So in chapter 11 of John, we see that there's a person who becomes very sick, Lazarus.
那么他的两个姐姐啊，马大、玛利亚就派人呢、啊、去，差人去见耶稣说、啊，说你爱的人病了。
And so his sisters Mary and Martha sent word to the Lord, saying, "Lord, behold, he who you love is sick."
意思就是说呢，这么爱的人病了，你赶快来吧。
In other words, Lazarus, he whom you love is sick, so come quickly and heal him.
那主呢，他一面他说呢，这病也不至于死呢，是为了神的荣耀，叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。
But the Lord Jesus says, this sickness is not to end in death, but for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified by it.
那同时他还说呢，耶稣他素来爱马大跟他妹子跟拉撒路。
And it also says, now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus.
那这时候他不去，不立刻去，他又在住的地方又住了两天。
So he does not immediately go to Lazarus, rather he stays 2 days longer in the place where he was.
那么到两天之后呢，他跟他们就说，现在我们去犹大吧，我们拉撒路睡的，我就把他叫起来。
And after this, the Lord tells his disciples, let's go to Judea again to wake up our friend Lazarus.
那门徒说如果他睡了就好了。
And the disciples are saying, if he's just fallen asleep, he will recover.
那么在第十一章十四节这么说，耶稣就明明地告诉他们说了，拉撒路死了。
So in verse 14 it says, so Jesus then said to them plainly, Lazarus is dead.
那么我没有在那里就欢喜，就是为你们的缘故，好叫你们相信。
And verse 15, and I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, so that you may believe, but let us go to him.
当主知道拉撒路病了，他没有立刻去。
When the Lord heard that Lazarus was sick,
一面呢，他要记得这件事情呢，要显出神的荣耀，叫他儿子的因此得荣耀。
So when the Lord goes to Lazarus, he has two objectives. One, of course, is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified by it.
那么另外一方面呢，他在那里迟延了，一直不去，等到拉撒路死了，他才去呢。他说呢，是为了你们的缘故。
But the other objective, and it is the reason why the Lord delayed 2 days longer and then goes to Lazarus, is for his disciples.
因为我在那里也没有在，因为我不在那里，我的缘就欢喜。
He says, I am glad for your sakes that I was not there.
So, and this, and you love Lazarus, not in pain, now 2 days just died, and you're there, you're there, you're there, you're there.
So Lazarus, he was sick, and after because of the 2 day delay, he also died. What is there to be glad about? He was glad because for his disciples' sakes that they would believe.They would grow in their faith.
接着，从拉撒路从死里复活呢，他们要他要他的门徒们看见了， 他是复活，他是生命。
And through the resurrection of Lazarus, he wants to show his disciples that he is the resurrection, he is the life.
信我的人呢，虽然死了也必复活。
That he who believes in me will live even if he dies.
凡活的人，信的我的人，必永远不死。
And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die.
那么确实，当耶稣基督呼叫拉撒路，叫他从坟墓里出来的时候。
And so when the Lord calls Lazarus to exit out of his tomb.
那么许多在当时看的犹太人，他们看见信。
And many of the Jews who witnessed saw what he had done and believed in him.
那么有许多曾经离开退去的门徒们，因着拉撒路的这件事情呢。他们又回来又信耶稣了。
And there are also many people who previously left the Lord, but because of this event, followed the Lord again.
那么对于门徒们来讲的话呢，这更是一个深刻的经历。
So before the disciples, this is a very deep personal experience.
那么他们不但在开始的时候相信主呢，他是死无变有的神。
So not only do they believe that the Lord is the one who can create something out of nothing. But now they also see that the Lord is the one who calls the dead to rise, to be resurrected. And the Lord knows that very shortly he will have to go up on the cross and that the faith of his disciples will be tested.
借着从拉撒路从死里复活，才要他的门徒们相信。
So through the resurrection of Lazarus, he wants his disciples to know that resurrection and life is in the Lord.
不像在我们的生命的过程当中也有类似的经历。
And in our lives, we will have similar experiences.
确实，刚刚我们信主了以后，我们的许多祷告，这个难处，主都答应，主都为我们解决。
Indeed, when we first believe, there may be many prayers that the Lord answers for us.
但是那主呢，不要我们只停留在那里。
But the Lord does not want us to stop there.
主啊，要我们在生命当中的往前去。
The Lord wants us to move forward in this faith.
主最终的目的呢，是要把我们，让我们能够长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
And he wants us to grow into this full measure of the stature of Christ.
他要把主的性情呢，更多的就坐在我们里面。
And he wants us to be, say it again, brother.
主要把他的生命要更多的坐在我们里面。
And he wants more of his life to be in us.
那么因此呢，我们里面就有一个饥渴啊，我们里头很想起来的这个更多的照着神主的话来行啊，更多的胜过罪的，胜过肉体，胜过世界。
And so we have even more of this hunger and thirst to follow after the Lord, to be able to overcome sin and overcome the world.
但是我发觉呢，当我们像保罗所说的，那么立志为善的由得我，那行出来却由不得我。
But sometimes we will be like Paul and says, you know, that the, you know, things that we want to do, we cannot do.
因为呢，虽然我们的罪的已经被主的血所遮盖了啊，让我们胜过罪，但是另一方面，里面还有一个死的权势在那。
On one hand, you know, our sins have indeed been covered by the Lord's blood, and we are forgiven. But on the other hand, it feels like we are sometimes still walking in this death.
我们很多时候呢，很想在照着神的话来行，走在这个道路中，但是我们里面觉得就没有那个能力，因为找到一个死在这那个权势在那紧紧抓着我。
There will be times where we want to do something according to the word of the Lord, but for some reason we can't do it because it seems like there's still this grasp of death.
那主叫我们看见了，不但是我们已经与他同死同埋葬。
The Lord wants us to see that we have already died with him and was buried with him. And we have also resurrected with him. And And so we'll say to the Lord, Lord, indeed, if this resurrection power that you have is within us, then, you know, these things we will be able to do. So we need to ask the Lord to really display to us His resurrection power in us, to uphold us.
那么当我们这样子祷告，这样一些经历发觉呢，确实啊，神听我们的祷告啊，确实呢，他把我们这个人不但是改变了，那我们能够胜过罪啊，胜过死。
Then when we earnestly pray to the Lord about this, when we see that He answers us and gives us this display of His resurrection and power, we'll see we'll be able to overcome sin, overcome death.
这个跟主一同复活这个经历啊，带领我们呢，在信心当中更是往前走。
And this experience of experiencing this resurrection with the Lord, it allows our faith to move forward.
主他确实信使他记得解决我们许多的难处，让我们信心往前走。
And our Lord indeed is faithful that He allows us to overcome certain difficulties so that our faith may move forward.
但是主呢，更是要让我们呢，在因着生命的往前去啊，这个经历复活生命的大能啊，让我们的信心呢，能够更多的增长。
But the Lord also wants us to recognize and experience His resurrection power so that our faith may grow.
让我们在信心当中看见呢，我们的主啊，他是复活的主啊，他是生命的主。
And then we will see that our Lord is indeed Lord of the resurrection, Lord of the life.
那么在这样的经历上的时候呢，很快的哈，大概没有几个礼拜呢，那么逾越节就到。And
so we know that in only a few weeks that Passover had come.
那么在逾越节的时候呢，我们的主啊，他被卖了啊，他被受审了，然后他被钉了啊，他埋葬。And
we know that our Lord was betrayed and He was crucified and He was buried.
我想的，在主他被捕的时候呢，门徒们都四下逃跑。And
when our Lord was arrested, you know, the disciples scattered in various directions.
那实在是一个大的试炼的时候。And
this was indeed a time of great testing.
他们的这个素来的盼望的主啊，居然被捕了，居然被钉死了啊！This
Lord who has provided them this hope, He ended up being arrested and being nailed to the cross.
当主在地里三天的时候。When
the Lord was in the air for 3 days.
那门徒们他们的信心呢，可能是完全失望了啊，完全的绝望了。这个在这个信这个信心的黑夜啊，他们不知道怎么过来的那个神情。
Know that the faith of the disciples might have been in a very dark place, that they would feel very hopeless.
我知道到了第那个第三天七日的头一日的时候。Until
the third day, on the first day of the week.
那个约翰福音第二十章啊，他说呢，天还黑的时候呢，那个抹大拉的玛利亚呢，就来到坟墓那，他看见呢，那个石头从坟墓挪开了。
In verse 1 of chapter 20, it says, Mary Magdalene came early to the tomb while it was still dark and saw the stone already taken away from the tomb.
那么就是跑来啊，他就见识那个彼得跟约翰说，有人把我们的主的这个身体挪去了，我不知道放到哪里了。
And so she runs to tell Peter and John, that's saying, someone has taken away the Lord out of the tomb and we do not know where they have laid him.
那么彼得呢，就跟约翰两个就跑到那个坟墓那边去了。
And we know that Peter and John ran to the tomb together.
他们呢，这个约翰先到，彼得后到，他们然后这两个人是先后进了去，进到坟墓去。And
we know that John arrived first, and then Peter, and then they, you know, went into the tomb. John first, then Peter.
那么呢，一边呢，他看见的这个。耶稣的骨头巾啊，把包着头的那个骨头巾摆在一处。
And then they saw that the linen wrappings lying there and the face cloth which had been on his head rolled up and placed by itself.
他有细麻布呢，这个包裹身体的，一个包头的，一个包身体，是摆在另外一处，是好好的卷在那。
So the linen wrappings were in one place, and the face cloth, which has been on his head, was wrapped up or rolled up in another place by itself.
那么第二十章第八节啊，他这么说了。
And so it says this in verse 8 of chapter 20.
先到坟墓的那门徒就是约翰啊，他有进去了，看见了，就信了。
So the other apostle who had come first to the tomb, which is John, then also entered, and he saw and believed.
他说约翰这时候他信。
It says here that John saw and believed.
那么他信了什么呢?
What did he believe?
他是信玛利亚所说的话，是有人把他的主的身体挪去了，不知道摆在哪里吗?
Is it that he believed the words of Mary Magdalene that someone had taken away the Lord out of the tomb and not know where he was laid?
如果是那样子的话呢，他的骨头钉跟那个细麻布可能会一起带走。就是不带走的话也都是那个散落一地的。
If that was the case, then the linen wrappings and a face cloth would have been taken away also, or on the alternative, maybe it would be scattered around messily in the tomb.
但是呢他们所看见的是他的骨头筋跟那个细麻布整整齐齐的卷在一处摆在不同的地方，就是更好像主躺在那里的位置一样。
But we see here that the linen wrappings and a face cloth were wrapped up nicely and they were put in different locations.
那么这时候他说约翰他信。
And so here it says John saw and believed.
主在上十字架之前呢多次跟他的门徒们说说人子呢要上耶路撒冷去他受文士祭上和祭上的害他被杀他第三次要复活。
Now the Lord, when the Lord was with his disciples, he told them multiple times that the Son of Man will have to go to Jerusalem and be crucified, but that he will rise on the third day.
当时门徒听的时候呢，都不明白什么意思，他们也不敢问
啊。When the disciples heard this, they did not understand it, and they did not also dare to ask him what it meant.
更不要说他们信不信主讲的这些话。
So that's the
不明白他怎么信。
And because they did not understand, they could not believe in it.
那么这里呢，他说约翰他看见了，他信。
But here it says John saw and believed.
约翰呢，他是主他最爱的那个门徒啊，他在最后晚餐的时候是靠在耶稣基督肩膀上的那一位。
We know that John is
the 那一位。
We know that John is the disciple whom Jesus loved, and even on the last day, that John was lying in the bosom of the Lord.
那么他是到这个时候看见了这部景象他的信了耶稣真是从死里复活。
And it was until now that John himself saw and believed that the Lord indeed rise from the dead.
当主从死里复活之后多次向门徒们显现了那么坚固他们的信心啊他们真是看见主他是复活的主。
And after the Lord was raised up, the Lord himself appeared to his disciples, strengthened their faith to show them that he is indeed the resurrection.
让在我们的这个信主的信心的道路当中的时候可能也许会有类似的经历。
You know, in our walk of faith, we may have similar experiences.
有的时候呢我们呢神会主把我们带到一个地。
And the Lord would lead us to a certain step sometimes.
那么这个祷告我们的身上的周围的难处很多我们祷告主也不听。
And it may seem that we pray about difficulties we encounter and it seems that the Lord does not listen.
那么我们身上很多的个性性情想要改这个改不了这个这求主改主也没听。
And there be many things about us that we want to change, but we can't change. And when we pray about it, it seems that the Lord's not listening.
我突然发觉呢，主好像不见。
And it seems that the Lord is nowhere to be found.
有人说啊，这个是好像在这我们是信心的黑夜。
So this is like we are in our faith is like in the darkness of the night.
是信心的黑夜啊，那么在这黑夜里头。我们的主突然不见了。
And in this darkness of night, you know, in this darkness of night in our faith, you know, our Lord seems like he's nowhere to be found.
我想呢，主啊，在这个时候啊，他要我们学个功课。
And so I think it is during this time that the Lord wants us to learn something.
是的，我们身上身上的难处，祷告，主倾听，却是宝贝。
Indeed, when we pray about our difficulties to the Lord, this is precious to Him.
是的，我们这个心情的改变，我们经历主复活的大能，确实是宝贝。
And indeed, you know, our own transformation, our own understanding of His resurrection power is important to Him.
但是这两件事情呀，实在是天天在我们身上在发生，天天要经历的啊。那么主呢，有的时候要把我们呢，把的眼目啊，从我们身上挪开来。
And these are the things that we ought to experience, you know, on a daily basis. But sometimes the Lord wants to remove such things from us.
我们的经历，我们最近的经历，常常是看见我们身上到底主为我们做了些什么。
You know, our faith is often based on, you know, what the Lord has done for our sake.
如果主呢听我的祷，听我们的祷告啊，解决了我们的难处，哎，我们信心增加了。如果呢，我们说是生命一天比一天改变了，我们看见了，我们里头也喜乐，我们信心也往前走了。
You know, when we see that the Lord has done something for us, you know, our faith grows, and when we see our faith growing, we become encouraged.
但是呢，主要我们看见的，其实更重要的一件事情，还不是这，不是在我们这个人的经历中。
But the Lord wants us to understand that faith isn't just based on what we experience.
重要的是呢。主在哪里？主是不是复活了？
The importance is where the Lord is. Has he been raised up from the dead?
主呢，要我们把我们的眼目能够从我们自己身上挪开来啊，来看仰望那位信为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
The Lord wants to shift our perspective of faith away from us and rather onto Him who is the author and perfecter of our faith.
当我们看见我们的主确实他是复活了，他在一切事上掌权了。
When we see that our Lord has indeed been raised up from the dead, that He holds all power and authority.
虽然我们的那是身上的难处还没有解决，虽然我们这个人很多需要被改变，但是呢，只要是主看见主坐在宝座上。
So then, even though.There may be many difficulties that we still endure. There may be many aspects of ourselves we still want to change. But if we can see our Lord on the throne,
我们看见了主了，确实从死里复活了。他今天坐在那个至大者的右边呢，他是大大天，天天为我们代求啊。有这样子的看见以后，我们呢，可能我们身上的难处立刻就变得那么样的渺小。
When we can truly see that our Lord has risen from the dead and is now seated at the right hand of God, constantly interceding for us. When we recognize this, then it seems that the difficulties that we go through are so small in comparison. Then our faith is no longer built on our own personal experiences or on the grace that we've received.
主要我们的信心，把我们的信心建在他自己的身上。
The Lord wants to build our foundation of faith on Him.
他在掌权，他在做王，他在治理一切就够了。
That He is in authority, that He is King, that He has power over all things, that this is enough.
我们的信心不是建筑在我们个人身上。我们的信心建筑在那个复活的主身上。
So our faith is no longer built on ourselves, our own experiences, but rather it's built on the risen Lord.
当我们看见主在那里做王的时候，周围的一些难处，虽然难处还在那里，对，还有这个很多事情需要解决，但是呢，里面呢，信心还在增长，因为信心，我们的信心这时候是建筑在主他自己身上。
And if we can do this, then.Even though we may still face many difficulties, even though there may be many issues that still need to be addressed, yet our faith will still be able to grow.
那么门徒们是不是信心这样子就已经成全了呢？就不想往前走了呢？
So is it the case that if the disciples learn this, then their faith will be complete and they no longer need to move forward?
主都从死里复活了，他们看见复活的主了，他们该要开始去传福音了。他们的信心是不是需要 就已经是完全了呢？
Is it that because they saw the risen Lord, because they now go out to, you know, to preach their fake gospel that is complete and does not need to grow. We need to turn back to John chapter 2. John chapter 2, verse 21.
他说,但耶稣这话是以他的身体为殿,所以当他从死里复活以后,门徒就想起他说过这话,便信了圣经和耶稣所说的。Verse
21, but he was speaking of the temple of his body. So when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he said this, and they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had spoken.
福音第二章呢，他在迦南人行了神迹之后呢，他们上了圣城耶路撒冷，他们就进了圣殿。So
in John chapter 2, after the miracle at Cana of Galilee, Jesus and his disciples went up to Jerusalem.
耶稣呢，看见里面有卖牛羊鸽子、兑换银钱的，就把他们通通给赶出去。And
when the Lord saw that there were people who were selling oxen and sheep and doves and money changers seated at the tables, he got them all, drove them all out.
真的不要将我父的殿呢当做买卖的地。He
said, "Stop making my father's house a place of business."
那么犹太人问他说呢，你做了这件事情，你还拿什么神迹给我们看呢？
And so the Jews then said to him, "What sign do you show us as your authority for doing these things?" So these people who were selling oxen and sheep and doves, these money changers, they were meant to be, you know, selling these sacrifices. We cast them out. How can people make sacrifice? Now, the Lord answered them, "Destroy this temple." You know, by their actions, by the things that they were doing, they were destroying the temple. And in 3 days, I will raise it up. And the Jews then said, "It took 46 years to build this temple, and will you raise it up in 3 days?" But the Lord was speaking of the temple of his body because he would rise up from the dead after 3 days. So at that time when Jesus said these words, the Jews and also his own disciples did not understand. But when the Lord Jesus was raised up from the dead, his disciples remembered that he said this.
他们想起这句话以后呢，产生什么样的结果呢？
And what happened after they remembered what he had said?
他们便信了圣经和耶稣所说的。
They believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had spoken.
他们那时候呢，就那个有一个看见的，耶稣所说的就是圣经所说的，圣经所说的就是主所说的。
And so they recognized that the word which Jesus had spoken was scripture, and scripture was the word which Jesus had spoken. So when they remember what the Lord had said, they believed the scripture and the word which the Lord had spoken. No. Do we also have this personal experience ourselves?
是的，我们需要记得祷告，我们需要身体的改变，甚至需要看见主的复活，我们的信心跟着往前去。Yes,
we need to go to the Lord in prayer, and we need to, you know, ask Him to show us His, you know, resurrection power, to transform us, to grow in our faith.
看见他从死里复活，哈。And
we also see that the Lord has been raised from the dead.
但是大部分的时候，我们是日子是怎么过呢？我们不一定天天都会活在这些属灵的这些高峰关键的时刻里头。But
how is the majority of our life lived, right? We don't necessarily live in this so-called spiritual high on a daily basis.
我们呢，大部分的时刻可能都是在一些平安端正这个能够进程度就是。
majority of time we may be living this very peaceful and troubleless life.
那么我们在这些时候的这些平顺的日子里头，我们信心就不能够增长吗？
So then, is it the case that during peaceful times, our faith is unable to grow?
主说呢，当他去的时候呢，他去为我们好处，因为他去，他财宝会是来。
When you know, when our Lord departed from earth, He said He would send a helper to us.
当他说圣灵宝会是来的时候呢，他要让你们想起我对你们所说的。
He says, the Holy Spirit whom I sent to you will remind you of the words that I have said.
圣灵要带着我们进入一切的真理。
The Holy Spirit is to bring us into all these truths.
当我们有这样的经历，看见主是复活的主，他已经坐在高高的宝座上。
When we see that our Lord is Lord of the resurrection, He's already seated on His throne.
那么在我们身上应该有的反应。
Then there ought to be this response from us.
我们呢就因着这样子的经历，我们开始信圣经，信耶稣所说的话。
Now because of this truth that we see, that we would believe the scripture and the word which the Lord had spoken.
是在我们信心每天在安静的环境中一天一天的增长呢，是因为我们读主的话。
So during peaceful times, our faith is still able to grow because we read the Word of God.
我们每天读主的话，主的话就在我们里面教导我们，改变我。
When you read what the Lord, you know, the Word of the Lord, then we are able to be instructed and grow.
主的话在我们的里面呢，把这主的那个信实先给我们看，把主的工作先给我们看。
And the word of the Lord allows us to see, you know, His faithfulness and also the work He's doing in us.
是主的话呢，叫我们这叫我们信心呢，一天一天能够往前去。
And it is the word of the Lord that takes our faith to go forward and grow.
是借着主的话，让我们能够信心呢，真是一天比一天的长进呢，就像一个坚固的藤牌一样，能够摆在我们前面。
And it is through the word of the Lord that our faith grows and becomes this firm shield for us.
在这场属灵的征战的时候，我们真的需要神的怜悯啊，在我们身上能够建立起一天比一天的有坚固的信心呢，当那个藤牌能够抵挡仇敌一切的火箭。
So during the spiritual warfare, we need our faith to grow, to grow and to be firm, so it could become the shield to protect us from all these flaming arrows.
在彼得前书啊第五章他说呢，你们要谨守啊，因为你的仇敌啊，那个魔鬼啊，像吼叫的狮子，遍地游行啊，要寻找可吞吃的人。
First Peter chapter 5 says, Be a sober spirit, be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour.
你们要用坚固的信心抵挡他。
But resist him firm in your faith.
我们呢里面呢不单是要主信，我们都信了哈，里面都有信心了哈，但这个信心必须一个坚固的信心。
We all have faith, but we need to have this firm faith. We need to be firm in our faith.
那么这个坚固的信心呢，在我们的前面呢，可以做一个在征战的时候做一个坚固的藤牌呢，能够在抵挡仇敌。
When we are firm in our faith, then we can have the sturdy shield to resist the enemy.
那么什么样子才是一个坚固的信心呢？
So then what it is a firm faith?
坚固的信心是说我们从来不动摇吗？
Does a firm faith mean that we are never shaken?
很多时候呢，我们也要学着呢，我们在神面前要承认我们没有信心。
Oftentimes we need to learn to confess before the Lord that we have faithlessness.
当耶稣从变化山上下来的时候，有一个父亲啊，带着一个孩子被鬼附的来求这主耶稣
啊。We know when the Lord came down from the mountain that there was a father whose son was terrorized by this mute spirit, and so the father sought the Lord for help.
那么， 他说主啊，这我的这孩子从小了就被鬼啊丢在火里，丢在火，丢在水里啊。这个，如果你能做什么，求你可怜我们，帮助我们。
You know, and the Lord, and the man said to the Lord that the spirit has been in his son for so long that it was his son was suffering and he was throwing himself in the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us.
那就说你怎么问这个问题呢？你们能？你告诉你在凡在信的人，凡事都能。
And the Lord Jesus said to him, "If you can, all things are possible to him who believes."
那么那个父亲呢？孩子父亲立刻就喊着说：“那主啊，我信啊，但是呢，帮助我的不信呀。
”And immediately the boy's father cried out and said, "I do believe. Help my unbelief."
中文呢翻成那帮助我的小信啊，其实呢就是我不信。有的时候我们信啊，有的时候我们真是不信啊，小信信不来。
So in Chinese translation, unbelief is translated as, you know, small belief or like little belief, but here it says unbelief. And we will cry out to the Lord for the same thing to help us.
能够承认我们在主面前跟主说，主啊，我这件事情我真的信不来，我里头不信啊，求主帮助。
There will be situations where we really lack faith in a certain area. We will ask the Lord, help on my unbelief.
承认自己在主面前小信的是主能够把信心赐给我的一个很重要的一个关键。
So being able to admit that we have unbelief is very important for the Lord to provide us this faith.
我们常常自信心太大了，结果呢像彼得一样呢，才说了说这说大话呢，没多久就跌倒。
It's very easy to become proud in our faith, and we can see that in Peter, or when he was talking about so many things, but then he himself fell.
但是有的时候呢，我们里头有信，但是我们以为我们没有信。
But there are also times where we do have faith, but we think we don't.
那么常碰到难处来的时候，我们常常说主啊，这个事情太难了，我过不去啊，我没办法面对，我信心小。
And there may be times when we encountered a difficult situation where we tell the Lord, Lord, this is too hard. I have unbelief. Help me.
但是主呢，跟把已经把信心摆在我们里面了，我们碰到事情一面对的时候，发觉啊，什么事情就这么过去了呢？我原先以为站不住了，但是我现在竟然站得住了。
But the Lord in that might have already provided us this faith, and when the situation does arise and we are able to stand firm in it, we say to ourselves, how is it that I was able to stand firm in this? And Abraham is a very good example of this. In Romans chapter 4, it describes Abraham as this man of faith. But then when we look at Genesis 17 and read, you know, the passage there, it seems that Abraham lacked a lot of faith.
那么主说呢，这个他要他的妻子萨拉呢，要生一个儿子，他要做多国的母。结果呢，他在里头暗笑啊，说我已经100岁的人了，怎么生孩子呢？萨拉已经90岁了，怎么还能生育呢？
You know, when the Lord told Abraham that Sarah was to have a child and, you know, Abraham would become a father of many nations, Abraham laughed and said, you know, how could Sarah, who's already of an advanced age, bear me a son? In Genesis 17, we see the faith of Abraham from his perspective. But in Romans, we see the faith of Abraham from God's perspective. God had already provided Abraham this faith, even to the point where he was 100 years old. But when Abraham,
人其实已经把信心摆在他。
But when Abraham looks at himself, it's as if he does not have faith, but the God actually had already put this faith in Abraham.
神纪念的是神所赐给他的那里面的信心。
And what God remembers is what the faith that God himself put in Abraham.
那很多时候呢,我们在一些艰难环境的时候,软弱的时候呢,要这么学习啊,不是看我们自己,是看主。
And so when we encounter difficulties as well, we need to remember, we ought not to look at ourselves, but look at God.
我们呢,自己觉得没信心的,好像站不住了。但是主呢,他是穿,信心来自于他的,他已经把信心摆在我们里头了,我们呢,在里头叫接受主。
We think we have unbelief, that we lack faith, but then we need to set our eyes on the Lord, because He is the one who has provided us the faith.
但愿主呢,在这信心的功课上呢,就教导我们啊,让我们能够在这个属灵征战上面呢,真是有一个坚固的信心呢,抵挡仇敌啊,成就了一切,还能够站立得住。So
in this lesson of faith, may the Lord really teach us to have this faith and give us this faith so that we can have this firm shield to defend ourselves against the flaming arrows of the evil one.
让我们那个天天呢,都能够学习走信心的道路,走在主的心意。
So that every day we may walk on this path of faith and according to the Lord's good pleasure. Let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you. Because not only did you raise up Christ Jesus from the dead and allow us to share
this,
you also give us faith so that we can have this living hope in Him. That you provide us this firm faith to rely on you every day. So that when the attacks come from the enemy, you give us the shield that extinguishes all the flaming arrows of the enemy. So that in this spiritual warfare, we can emerge as overcomers. We pray this in the Lord's name.
Amen.
Amen.